What did I just say? 21 gigawatts! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat.
This is the Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I'm your host, Ron Culver, and with me, as always, is the CEO of eRenewable, Mike Niemer. It's a short and sweet Follower Friday edition of the podcast today, with special guest Jack Duick, principal and founder at Advanced Energy Capital. Jack is joining the show today to talk about the upcoming Energy Market Conference happening in Houston, Texas, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. But before we get to all the exciting news, here's Mike's better half, Ann Niemer, COO of eRenewable, with an important message.
Ann Niemer here, COO of eRenewable. We know today whether you're a public company, private equity, or privately held company, ESG and sustainability are important to your company. At eRenewable, we can help you achieve some of those goals. If you have any questions or need any assistance with regards to reaching your sustainability goals, please visit us at eRenewable.com to learn more. As always, thank you for listening to The Green Insider, powered by eRenewable.
Thanks, Ann. And now here's Mike and Jack Duick.
Welcome to The Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I'm Mike Niemer, and welcome to this week's Follower Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, six or seven times so far in the last three and a half years, Mr. Jack Duick and I have gotten together to talk about his EMC conferences. Jack, you're back in Houston in 2 weeks for EMC 21. Tell us all about it, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to all the listeners. If for those of you don't know, EMC stands for Energy Marketing Conference. We started this conference business, and first one was February of 2014. And here we do two a year, one in Houston in the spring and one in New York City in the fall. And this one coming up is in Houston, March 18th and 19th, actually 18th, 19th, and 20th this year in Houston at the Galleria, at the Hilton Post Oak Galleria Hotel. Let's talk about a couple of things about the conference. First of all, the theme. So the theme is navigating risk in retail energy and competitive energy. And we're going to talk about credit risk, volatility risk, mark to market, which is basically cash flow risk, basis risk, because basically hedging risk, regulatory risks that don't stop, compliance risks, legislative risks that come up all the time, operational risks, and many others. So basically the suppliers think of themselves originally as marketing companies, but really they are surrounded with risk management jobs that they have to do. And we're going to talk about a lot of that at the conference through the sessions. We have 11 pre-conference sessions and then 5 panel discussions the day of the conference, including in addition to that, we have 10 fastball pitches on the day of the conference. Each fastball pitch is a pitch by a service provider pitching a new service or a new product for offering for the energy industry that is new and different. They get 4 minutes to do it, and then we vote on the winner. So that's just sort of the theme and the general outline. In terms of the speakers, we have, as I mentioned, 11 pre-conference sessions on the 18th and 5 panels on the 19th. So if speakers, for example, the directors of credit, the director of credit and the director of operations from ERCOT is speaking on the 18th. We have the director of the Smart Energy Consumer Collaborative. We have a whole discussion about the move to choice in procurement in retail energy at Lubbock by Encore and Vistra, talking about why the executives at Lubbock decided to abandon the monopoly model and go to choice. We have a whole bunch of suppliers that are speaking: APG&E, Atlantic Energy, Butterfly, Chariot Energy, Energy Well, NG. We even have Google speaking. We have Green Mountain, NRG, Octopus, Perch Energy, Rhythm Energy, Vistra, and many, many more. In terms of panels, we have a panel called Navigating Risk in Retail Energy, which is basically the theme of the conference. That's how we're going to start it off. I forgot to mention our keynote speaker is Michael Lee. Michael Lee is the CEO of Octopus. Octopus is the parent company, serves 8 million customers, believe it or not, globally. And Octopus also just had a recent valuation. They just raised money at about an $8 billion valuation, which is kind of amazing. It's an amazing company. So we're going to hear a lot about that. Other panels we're going to talk about, how to score a touchdown when they keep moving the goalposts. That's a panel about the regulatory environment we live in. There's, for the first time ever, we're having a panel on artificial intelligence and retail energy, the challenges, the opportunities. Not for the first time ever, we're doing an entire big panel on sustainability, on innovation, sustainability and innovation, and how to deliver them to our customers. We have the CEO roundtable as usual. We have the Energy Supplier of the Year Award that we're going to name the nominees at the lunch. I'm going to give you a sneak preview of that. The seven nominees are Atlantic Energy, Chariot Energy, Clearview Energy, Constellation Energy, Green Mountain Energy, NRG, and Rhythm Energy. We'll find out who the winner is at the luncheon. And then some other new things. The last couple of years, we've been going carbon neutral. So we're basically buying credits for that to happen, figuring out what we owe based on to basically neutralize the carbon emissions of the planes and the trains and the flying machines and the cars that people take to the conference and the energy it's used at the conference. We also have a sustainability project where we change the water stations and a number of other things that you'll see at the conference. Two other new things we're doing, the supplier broker exchange is kind of new, where we have 10 suppliers with tables interacting folk in a focused way, doing networking with commercial and industrial brokers. And finally, we have the new pickleball tournament, which is 40 players for 4 hours, 9-1 on March 20th, with a pro. We have four courts, and we're actually going to give out awards to the winner of the pickleball tournament. So it should be a lot of fun. Overall, the goal our goal is always the same, which is a lot of networking and a lot of learning. And I think we've set it up. We built it. I hope everybody comes.
Well, you know what, Jack? A lot of learning is why we started the Green Insider, was to educate everybody. I picked a few choice things out that you said that I want to educate the listeners on. When you talked about you're going to have something regarding moving to choice. What that means, listeners, is part of the United States is deregulated, where all the people that live within those deregulated areas can choose the retail electric provider that they want. There's a big movement, and Jack's part of that movement, to try to get more of the states involved. Jack, am I correct? 15 states are deregulated and 35 are not. Are those numbers still true?
That's a good question. So in power, in electricity, it's about 16 states. In 16 jurisdictions/states, right. Because DC is not really a state, but you can have a choice. You have choices in DC. We don't even call it deregulation anymore. There are tens of thousands of regulations involved in retail energy. So we don't call it deregulation anymore. We actually call it choice and monopoly. So there are basically 34 monopoly states and 16 choice states where consumers have choices. As far as natural gas goes, it's more like 21 states. And as far as large CNI, large commercial and industrial companies, like big manufacturers, they have choices in most states when it comes to natural gas. For some reason, they don't have any choice when it comes to electricity other than those 16 basic states.
Well, thank you for that, Jack. And then when you talked about the carbon offsets, you know, Jack has to wait and calculate how many people are flying in because he's got to offset the airlines. When he said planes, trains, and automobiles, it has to do with driving distance, airlines. If they're bringing a train, probably to Houston, they're not. But still, his planes, trains, and automobiles is really the big share of the big carbon footprint with regarding a conference. So, Jack, thank you for making that conference carbon neutral. And one thing for the listeners, Jack, as always, I enjoy being able to tell the listeners, EMC has provided a discount code for our listeners, okay? So this discount code for this year's for 20% in all capital letters, GreenInsider_EMC21_20. Listeners, feel free to use that. We hope to see you all there. And if you used our code, come up to either Jack or I at the conference and let us know that you listened and you used the code. We'd appreciate that information because every year there are some that use it. And I always thank them because that we much appreciate that. Jack, anything else for you to wrap it up, or is that it?
I really appreciate inviting me on this show, on this podcast. It's really great to be here, and we're excited to get started. 2 weeks, it's uh, It's actually a week and a half from today. It's March 18th, 19th, and 20th. And we're real excited to see everybody in Houston. Thanks so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I'll be see you at the show and come up and we'll shake hands again. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jack from ENC21, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Listeners, as always, we couldn't do this without you. Thank you for your time and thank you for listening. And as the saying goes, you try to learn something new every day. And today we were responsible for today's lesson. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jack, for all the informative information surrounding the Energy Market Conference. And be sure to use the code GreenInsider_EMC21_20. Once again, that's in all capital letters, GreenInsider_EMC21_20, to get 20% off your Energy Market Conference tickets. Thank you all for listening. And as a reminder, if you still have not subscribed to the Green Insider podcast, don't hesitate and become one today.